on Robin Hood Radio, on The Breakfast Club, and also on Robin Hood Radio on Demand. We're going to be interviewing and talking about Troutbeck. Now, as someone who was not born here, but moved here when I was a few months old, and lived here until after my high school days and went out and came back, Troutbeck is a very familiar place to me. And it's had iterations over the years, and of course, had a really big event involving Black history. I think it was about a year ago. And it is back. And we have one of the co-owners right now, Anthony Chalamet. Anthony, thanks for joining us today.
A pleasure. A pleasure. Good morning.
Yeah, there's a lot of history at Troutbeck that dates back even before me, but also since I've been around. How did you become part, one of the co-owners of this, and how long did you know about Troutbeck?
Well, the its history was certainly an attractive feature, and as I came to understand it better, one of its distinguishing characteristics that really made it unique amongst other things that I was looking at. And I grew up in close proximity to the hospitality business, to great hotels with great stories, places with great stories. A friend of mine had called me one day. He was a real estate broker, and he had the listing with, I think it was Brown Harris, one of the local brokerage firms. And he knew that I had spent my formative years in this part of the world, more specifically, Litchfield County, and understood that, I and my family, and in particular my mother, was very close to hotels, and again, hotels of note, with interesting narratives. And he said, you ought to come and take a look at it. And believe it or not, that was around 2011. And I sort of hung around the hoop for about 4 years, 5 years. I got to know Jim Flaherty and Bob Skivstead quite well. And, we kept an open dialogue with one another. And in 2016, we ultimately came to terms, and I was able to acquire it with a group of like-minded investors who saw all of its wonderful characteristics and features, and had a deep respect for the integrity of its history, the narrative of its history, and felt a certain compulsion. I should say, I think that's an apt way to describe it. To sort of take it on and to breathe new life into it, and to both preserve it and also propel it forward.
Now, I think, and I'll ask you this question, one of the great things about Troutbeck is where it lies. I mean, it's right on the border between a growing and expanding Dutchess County and, of course, Litchfield County, and even close to the southwestern part of Massachusetts. But the home and second home of a lot of people, lots of private schools. And I was wondering, you and the group, when you looked at it, did you see in your imagination not only the fact of lodging, but dining, and really what you have to offer the area and what the area had to offer to you?
Yes, unquestionably. Again, having spent formative years in Litchfield County, I think we understood that, there was a vibrant culinary scene, but in some respects, a lot of the socialization that we all do is very much in each other's homes. We have access to some public spaces, certainly some very good restaurants. There tend to be country clubs and shooting clubs, but what we hadn't really seen yet in this part of the world was something more akin to what's pretty popular in Europe and in the UK in particular. Which is sort of the activated, country house hotel. The idea being that, you really are inhabiting a space that feels residential, that feels comfortable, accessible, that isn't pretentious, that's not ostentatious, that's correct, but in which you feel as though, you're being hosted. And, that was a tradition that had already been established by the Spingarns. You'd mentioned some of the historical events that had occurred at Troutbeck, and of course, some of the most well known was the 1916 and 1933 meetings of the NAACP that took place there. And the account by W.E.B. Du Bois of the 1916 conference almost begins with one, you know, I should say, a description of its geographic location, right? And that is fundamental. Trepec occupies a keystone space in our geography. You know, there is the pass, right? That is 343 that connects Sharon to Armenia. And historically, that was a very, very important thoroughfare. And of course, it links our two counties. And yes, there's been a significant growth in Dutchess County, and I would say equally in Litchfield County, particularly through the pandemic. Of course, we've all got a lot of new neighbors and residents, and from our perspective, that's a wonderful thing. And then, you know, what Du Bois goes on to talk about is the hospitality that the Spingarns extended to the attendees. And so we took that as reference, and we took that as inspiration, and we recognized that it was true too of the Bentons, and it was certainly true of the partnership of Skibsted and Flaherty, who more poignantly, you know, defined Trepec as a hospitality space and a hospitality environment. And so much of the legwork had been done. There was a lot of precedent to suggest that Trepec was an attractive place to very many people. And of course, during the partnership of and the ownership of Skibsted and Flaherty, a great deal of weddings, but of course, a great deal of banquets, local events. The restaurant was open to the public, and so it's not, you know, it's pretty often when folks come to visit, who say, "Oh, yeah, I was here, or I was married here, or I remember it when I used to go to school here, or you know, this is where my parents stayed." Or, you know, we lived locally and this is where we came to have dinner on occasion. And, you know, so I think we recognized that it's pretty deeply ingrained in the fabric of our communities. And yes, I think it's something of a stitch, right, between Litchfield and Dutchess, and between Connecticut and New York State.
Absolutely. You know, what's interesting, and a lot of people, I don't think, realize this, whether they're people that lived around here or people that have just moved here. It's not just Troutbeck, the building. It's Troutbeck and all the acreage that goes with it, which makes it really one of the most unique properties that's going to be a restaurant, an inn, to have hundreds of acres of property that go with it. That's what I think really makes Troutbeck totally different.
I think that's correct. No, I think that's right. I think that's right. You know, there's the, you know, the, it's slightly more nuanced than that. You know, guests of the inn, they have about 43 acres accessible to them, which is plenty. But more than anything else, what we tend to do and what we've been excited about is to hold up a lens to our surrounding communities, hold up a mirror, I should say. You know, we have something like, I believe it's about 12,000 subscribers to our newsletter and about 22,000 visitors to our website per month. And a lot of their activity, both through our newsletter, our effort rather, I should say, through our newsletter and our website, is to inform guests or visitors, whether they be staying with us or not, I should point out, of really sort of the myriad opportunities that surround Trepec. You know, Trepec is something of an island, right? You can't exactly walk from Trepec down a main street as you can with other hospitality offerings in the region. But what we encourage people to do is to visit Sharon. We encourage them to visit Kent. We encourage them to visit, you know, Millbrook and Millerton, to take the rail trail, to you know, to go to the Sharon Audubon, or to go to our, you know, our various, and to visit our various resources. And what that's meant actually is that people have slowly uncovered how, you know, the depth of the offering here. What you of course know so well as a longtime resident, what I've come to learn as a sort of a, let's say, a medium term resident. And, you know, it's, we live in a remarkable part of the world. And so, yes, you know, we're very fortunate to have acreage, But more so than that, you know, we really view our surrounding area as the entirety of our offering. And so it's that's a fundamental feature. And so folks, if they go to our website or they subscribe to our newsletter, very often what they're learning about is not so much about Troutbeck the experience by, you know, staying sort of cordoned off as though they were in a resort, but rather, you know, stepping out into the world around them, the world which we all, you know, value so much.
When I look at Troutbeck now, I see that your restaurant has a couple of chefs that are at Troutbeck,
yeah.
and it's called the Westerly Canteen. Let's talk a little bit about your chefs, the canteen, and
sure.
What the menu and is like.
Yeah, well, the menu is ever changing, and that has a lot to do with our sourcing and the ethos that that Molly Levine has brought. She's the chef, principal chef, and her partner Alexander Kandel. They're both from, you know, native of California. Chef Molly spent her formative years at Chez Panisse with Alice Waters, and so that, you know, they both view the world through a particular lens. Alex lives close to the ground. She's a farmer by trade and by training. And I will not do her justice or Molly justice. Unfortunately, they are wonderful, wonderful individuals, dynamic and entrepreneurial, and excited to be in our part of the world. Westerly Canteen itself is a roving restaurant. They're very often at the 10 Mile Distillery. You can visit them on their website and see what their calendar of events is. But, you know, we've been fortunate to have them at the helm of our culinary program since late last fall, with really wonderful effect. We've always strived at Troutbeck to reflect, just as we do in the guest experience, you know, our surrounding area. We've wanted to do it in our food. We wanted to make sure that our food felt accessible, it wasn't so esoteric or intellectual that it was, you know, hard to decipher. We aim to provide, you know, comfort food in many respects, but with a certain vibrancy that's reflected in, you know, the sourcing, frankly. And so much of the sourcing comes from our neighboring farms, including, including Maitrey and Kew Farms, some of our, you know, hyper-local farms. And so the menu, I should say, is ever changing. And the best thing to do is to visit our website. There's an entire section dedicated to eat and drink. And of course, the restaurant is open to the public, three meals a day. We do ask people to make reservations in advance, so that we can manage our space as effectively as possible. But the menu, as I say, is ever changing, as you know, with the seasons, or frankly, based on availability, because their effort really is to source as locally as possible, and that means, you know, there's a certain amount of change that comes as a result.
Well, I think sourcing locally and having a menu that changes and flows with the seasons I think years ago that might have been thought that, wow, it's too confusing, but I think people expect it now. Now, for people to find out more information, not only about the Westerly Canteen, your food, and Troutbeck in general, what is that email address, and is there a telephone number also?
Yeah, well, so the best way to reach us always is via the website, which is www.troutbeck.com. We can, of course, be reached by phone, and the number there is 845-789-1555. Those are the two principal means by which to get in touch with us. Our website is very accessible, easily accessible, and easily navigable. And so if you'd like to make a reservation for dinner, you would go to the eat and drink section of the website, and there you could book a table. And if you wanted to reach out and speak to someone in person again, you could speak to them by calling 845-789-1555. And then, of course, for those who are looking for, you know, not only do we source locally for our food and try to reflect the local area in terms of are offering, we are very proudly majority local in terms of our team members. Over 80%, I think the number is 80-85% of our staffing, of our team members, live locally in either Litchfield County or Dutchess County. Of course, biased toward Dutchess County, but a significant number of our team members are local to Litchfield County. And on March 20th, we have a career fair, and we're hoping that that folks who are interested or curious will come and visit with us on property and meet with some of their prospective team members and colleagues, and ultimately, you know, join the team. Hospitality is a wonderful career, and we think that Trepec's a great place to start, or frankly, you know, come to, whether, you know, if you've got hospitality experience.
And more information on the career fair can also be found on the website.
Yes, sir.
Well, Anthony, I think it's great to have Trepec in the area, and once again, really fully involved and active. We're coming out of a weird winter where we're getting winter at springtime, but I'm sure we'll get into spring, and hopefully we'll get more summer-like weather. But it's been great to speak with you. And once again, keep up the great work, and keep up the great tradition that Trepec has had for many, many, many years.
Thank you. Thank you. And our deep appreciation to you and to all of your listeners for hearing our story and visiting with us. Come back again soon, please.